This is Passport to Texas. In December and January, while we're busy with the holidays and staying warm indoors, white bass begin to congregate where rivers and reservoirs meet.
And those fish are getting ready for those environmental cues to happen so they could actually all start migrating and running upriver.
Environmental cues like changes in temperature and water flow. Marcus De Jesus is a fisheries biologist. When the time is right, the white bass move upriver to spawn, which is something anglers eagerly anticipate each year.
Some of them go up pretty far as they could go to do their spawning run. So they become congregated and they create this excitement for the anglers because once they're congregated, they're really fun to catch.
East and Central Texas offer many white bass fishing opportunities. De Jesus says while they're active year-round, springtime runs particularly set up anglers for success.
As we get into the springtime, they congregate towards the mouth of the river waiting for those cues. Right when they're at the mouth of the river, they're easy to catch. But the easiest time to catch them is when they're running upriver, spawning in those shallow waters, because you could actually catch them from the bank.
Do these fish give you a good fight?
Definitely. They're very great fighters. They become aggressive, and they take on many types of lures and live bait. And once they hook on, they'll fight pretty hard.
How will the lingering drought affect this year's white bass run? That's tomorrow. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.